Natural resources provide a living and shelter for hundreds of millions of people in the developing world and are an elementary part of survival. As those life-supporting natural resources come under threat, so does the personal security of millions who rely on them. Climate change, water scarcity, and population growth are some of the most powerful and least understood environmental challenges. Using the subjects of water, climate, land, forests, and minerals, the exhibition shows not only the ways in which environmental degradation can lead to conflicts and new security threats, but also how environmental cooperation can contribute to security and stability. The exhibition, assembled by the Berlin-based think tank Adelphi Research, focuses on how man-made environmental changes affect both foreign and domestic policy. It draws a direct connection between natural resources, poverty, and stability in various parts of the world, according to Adelphi Research Director Alexander Karius.
We use examples like impacts of climate change in terms of the increase of droughts, extreme weather events such as floods and storms, looking at the economic dimension that climate change has and indirectly affects the economies, especially of vulnerable states.
The exhibition also demonstrates that the sustainable use of natural resources across national borders can contribute to conflict prevention and confidence building. Armenia and Azerbaijan, for example, still have several border disputes, mainly over Nagorno-Karabakh, says Mr. Karius. But the European Neighborhood Policy Initiative creates a political framework to both address environmental issues and to bring neighboring countries closer to the EU standards.
Within this political framework, government agencies and NGOs started to initiate transboundary environmental cooperative projects, both on water and nature protection. And there are some very promising examples at the moment where not those three countries, but bilateral activities between Georgia and Armenia, but also between Georgia and Azerbaijan, proved to be fruitful. Because those countries normally, especially Azerbaijan and Armenia, don't cooperate with each other.
The exhibition displays the linkage between environment and security in Central Asia, the area of the southern provinces of the former Soviet Union. The maps show the radioactive, chemical, and biological hazards, waste disposal, and pollution in the region. The exploitation of two main rivers in Kazakhstan led to the reduction of water level and the desiccation of the Aral Sea. National interests emerged after the collapse of the Soviet water allocation system. The continued use of intensive irrigation practices and environmental pressure raised tensions between ethnic groups and states. Speakers at the exhibition predict that climate change will alter our lives. Great climate pattern changes will alter available water resources, as well as the availability of usable agricultural land. A number of extreme weather events may render cities and tidal regions uninhabitable, resulting in mass migration. They believe that the traditional patterns of our lifestyle and economic behavior must change, and that we have to accept the fact that we all live in a global village where we all rely on each other. The exhibition has been brought to the Woodrow Wilson Center with the support of the German Embassy, as Germany continues its efforts to take the lead in environmental issues. After Washington, D.C., the exhibition will be presented in Houston and Austin, Texas. Jim Bertel, VOA News.